Exercise 10, 9. Polysaccharides, starches and celluloids, are composed of molecules that provide many monosaccharide units when they are hydrolyzed. Starch molecules generally have from 100 to about 6,000 glucose units. Cellulose molecules are composed of 1,800 to 3,000 or more glucose units. A crucial structural difference between starch and cellulose is the way the glucose units are joined together. Let's consider starch first. Using the CH2OH as a reference, the oxygen atom joining the glucose units is pointed down. This arrangement is called an alpha linkage. In cellulose, again with the CH2OH as a point of reference, the oxygen atom connecting the glucose segments is pointed up, an arrangement called a beta linkage. This difference in linkages may seem to be a minor one, but it determines whether or not the materials can be digested. The different linkages also result in different three-dimensional forms of cellulose and starch. For example, cellulose in the cell walls of plants is arranged in fibrils, which are groups of parallel chains. The fibrils lie parallel to each other in some layers of the cell wall. In every second layer, however, the fibrils are perpendicular. This gives great strength to the cell wall. There are two kinds of plant starch. One, called amylose, has the glucose units joined in a continuous chain, like beads on a string. The other, amylopectin, has branched chains of glucose units. Animal starch is called glycogen. Like amylopectin, it is composed of branched chains of glucose units. Glycogen in muscle and liver tissue is arranged in small granules which are closely connected groups of small particles. Plant starch, on the other hand, forms large granules. Plant starch granules, from potatoes or cereal, break in boiling water to form a paste. When cooled, the paste forms a gel. Starch and cellulose are important parts of any balanced diet. Starch is hydrolyzed to glucose when it is digested. The body then metabolizes the glucose using it as a source of energy. Glucose is broken down through a complex set of more than 50 chemical reactions to produce carbon dioxide and water, with the release of energy. Carbohydrates supply 4 kcal of energy per gram. When we eat more than we can use, small amounts of carbohydrates can be accumulated in our livers and muscles as glycogen. Large excessive amounts, however, are converted to fat for storage. There is no set dietary recommendation for carbohydrates, but between 65 and 80% of our calories should come from them, because carbohydrates are our body's preferred fuels. The majority of our carbohydrate consumption should be the complex carbohydrates found in cereal grain, rather than the simple sugars found in many prepared foods.